The effects of Kundalini on the thoughts and the mind. Kundalini and the energy of the chakras is bioelectricity. Our brains run on bioelectricity. This can be seen when some people experience seizures. Thoughts are electrical impulses. When we revamp our bioelectricity, we stimulate areas of our minds that have been and are normally dormant. Kundalini can kick up old fears, unpleasant thoughts, and all kinds of things that have been buried in our minds. Void meditation and the ability to banish thoughts at will is a definite help here, as negative thoughts serve no real purpose and tying into them is a waste of time unless it is for a specific reason, as one wanting to deal with them. This is just a stage and will pass in time. Ignore any negative thoughts if they surface and they will go away. As we can see, by focusing our attention to our chakras, we empower them. Through awareness and focus, when turning our attention to anything, we give it power. When we completely ignore any negative thoughts or psychic disturbances, they will simply wither away. People who have or have had a tendency to seizures need to be extra careful with Kundalini stimulation. Experiences are often very individual, and what one person may not experience, another person will. Remember to take things slow in regards to working on your soul. Demons will often be of assistance and guidance. Less is always better with these exercises, especially when one is new to meditation. But regardless of any experiences, one should proceed fearlessly. Those who are weak, usually those of the right-hand path who practice yoga and are not evolved, become anxious and fearful when they run into problems. Remember, fear is not a part of Satanism. Hail Satan!